I've been suggesting, if not insisting, the past few years, that much of our Eucharistic piety is misdirected, misshapen. That is, we have this holy thing in this gold box up here. When we have benediction, we have this same holy thing in this big gold encrusted thing called an ostensorium, where we come and bow down and get blessed by at the end of benediction with the monstrance and so on. You can make sense of that stuff, but only if you put it into a more authentic and more original context. And I've been puzzling over this for a long time, and it occurred to me that probably the best way to get to what I want to suggest is not to look at the Eucharist as a noun, but as a verb. Not as a thing, an object out there, but as an action. And I want to say more about that. But first of all, how did we get this distortion in Eucharistic piety, what I see as distortion? Well, there are a bunch of factors involved. I think part of it is the fight with the followers of Father Luther, who wanted to reinterpret the meaning of Eucharist in a quite different way than we Romans do. And so to insist on the absolute objectivity of Jesus' real presence, we elaborate all this stuff, if you will. And then another factor, of course, is the pernicious influence of clericalism in the church. Where I, on this side of the altar, have supposed to possess some magical power that you guys don't. I say the magic words and hocus pocus. That, by the way, what the medieval mockers of the Eucharist derives from the Latin word hoc est enim corpus meum, hocus pocus. So what does it mean to say the Eucharist is a verb? There's a fascinating instance in one of the Oriental churches that is still united with Rome, which has a canon of the Mass which does not even have the word of institution. This is my body, this is my blood. We just relate the narration of the Last Supper. So how do we get Jesus then? If the priest is not going to say these magic words, then how do we get Jesus? We get Jesus because we're all here thinking about Jesus, remembering Jesus. And we believe that in that collective memory, Jesus becomes actively present. Actively is the key word, actively present. And if not, we should be very careful to know that it's not an exercise in nostalgia. Another manifestation of this misconstruction of the Eucharist. You know, all the good old days when Jesus was around and he sat there with his buds and said, blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. If Jesus is real, he's real now and today and here and in this room. For example, to make the point from another direction, I would never celebrate Mass by myself. The Mass is not a virtuosic performance where somebody with a dog collar can do what nobody else can. So what does it mean to say that Jesus is actively present? What does it mean to be actively present? To somehow be influential in the lives of people. And that's the Jesus we say we believe in, the risen and the Eucharistic Jesus. Jesus is here, as the canon I will read expresses it, here among us, doing what? Helping us to be aware in an absolutely radical way of the presence of each other in this room. And that's the crucial point. And we're all aware of the physical presence. Somebody's too large or too small and they get in our way, or they cough or blow their nose and irritate us. No, it's in the gesture itself. If we attend to the gesture, we're all fed with the same bread. And it is that collective feeding, that communion with each other, which constitutes the Eucharist. And only if we have appropriated that, only if we understand that as Jesus doing in the Eucharist what Jesus did throughout his life, namely build relationships between people, do we understand the Eucharist. Otherwise it's some magical ooga-booga nonsense, rubbish. And there's enough of that tendency to desire that kind of simplicity in our lives as human beings. No. We are participant or nothing happens. It's very simple. It is not just my intention, but it is your intention, which is at least as important as my intention, to invoke the presence of this man, the man for others, the man open for others, the man who precisely came to make us aware that we are all sisters and brothers. And if the Eucharist does not bring us to that point, then we're really wasting our time. You know, it is magical. It's some feathers and rattles and exercise. And see, that's what I mentioned. That's one of the other things that makes the Eucharist seem like a magical show of performance up here. Because we have been tooled, at least I, in the Roman Church, have been tooled above all to obey. Just to listen, obey. As St. Pius X put it, to pay, pray, and obey. Folks, that's heresy. Whether a pope said it or not, or whether a sainted pope said it or not, that's heresy. We either leave this room minimally more conscious of each other and of the world, or we just wasted a good 45 minutes on a lovely Sunday morning.